An explosion targeting a U.S. military patrol in Baghdad has killed at least one person and injured several others. It's unclear exactly what caused the explosion, but it marks the latest in a series of ongoing attacks against American troops in the country. The attack on the military patrol occurred Thursday morning on a road leading to Baghdad's international airport. There have also been reports that a vehicle carrying employees of the National Electricity Company was attacked and that at least one Iraqi employee was killed. U.S. forces have come under almost daily attacks in central and western Iraq, the region dominated by Sunni Muslims and the main power base for the ousted regime of Saddam Hussein and his ruling Ba'ath Party. At least 20 American troops have been killed in such attacks since May 1st. U.S. officials blame remaining loyalists of the ousted regime for the attacks. They also say these armed groups have carried out a number of attacks against oil and power installations in an effort to stir up public resentment of the coalition forces. British military officials are investigating clashes earlier this week between British troops and angry civilians in the town of Majar al-Kabir in the south of the country. Six soldiers of the Royal Military Police Force were killed and seven injured. Four Iraqis were also reported killed in the violence. According to local witnesses, tension had been brewing for some time in the area. Residents were angry over what they consider heavy-handed and intrusive methods used by British troops in searching for weapons in private homes. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Baghdad.